This is the Mason Vera Payne Show, your go-to lifestyle program, covering everything from technology and gaming to movies, TV shows, and pop culture to the supernatural and beyond. Brought to you by WGNRadio.com with your host, the unabridged millennial, Mason Vera Payne.
Mason Payne here live from the MVP studios in Chicago, and thank you for tuning in. Google Trends expert Justin Ver is going to join me to break down the top five search trends on Google, plus the top YouTube video of the week. Thanks for joining me, Justin.
Hey, always a pleasure.
So, what did we get for number five this week?
We've got Our Day, National Friendship Day, popping off on Sunday, August 4th. It always lands on the first Sunday in August. Exciting times. And that's not to be confused. You know, this is National Friendship Day, not to be confused with National Best Friends Day, which is June 8th, International Day of Friendship, which is July 30th, National Make a Friend Day, which is February 11th, National Payback a Friend Day, which is October 17th, National New Friends Day, October 19th. I could go on and on. There are so many friendship holidays out there. Hallmark created this one back in 1919. I mean, every day is National Friend Day. I'm always celebrating my friends.
That's right. I was just thinking that. Every Friday is a good day for my friend here with Justin.
Wow, that was adorable. Thank you. Yes. No, I agree. I know. We're always celebrating our stuff on a weekly basis.
So wait, so for National Friendship Day, is there anything special people are going to do or that they Googled?
I don't know. I mean, I think people were probably just like, wait, there's another friend-related holiday. What the heck is this? I mean, it was created by Hallmark so that people would send each other cards. I don't know. You'll probably see some Instagram posts out there. Maybe some Facebook posts. I don't know. I think people are probably just trying to Google to figure out what the heck's going on. Or they're trying to figure out some friendship quotes. You want some quotes? I'll look some up. There's not a word yet for old friends who just met. Yeah, that's Jim Henson. What's up? A friend is someone who understands your past, believes in your future, and accepts you just the way you are. That's an unknown. Yeah, there's some good quotes out there.
You know what? No quotes, no posts. Go have a dinner and get some drinks with your friends. Do that, right?
No, amen.
Right? Just do it. What we get for number four?
We got Shark Week, and that is back, and it's running right now until August 4th. So you got to get on the tube. We got over 20 hours of fantastic programming, if you will, on the good old Discovery Channel. I mean, they do it every single year, and it's awesome. I do feel like people are more hype on it. Back maybe like a decade ago, I was in high school, and everybody was like, whoa, Shark Week, and it was always in the summer. You like didn't have school, so you could really just sit down and stick your teeth in it. But it's great. I mean, sharks, they're kind of villainified a little bit in Hollywood and stuff. But you think about it, there's only 6 fatal shark attacks worldwide per year. You know who's killing on average 500 people a year? The freaking hippo. So if anything's going to be vilified, it's those hippos with those giant jaws. But yeah, sharks are great. Sharks are cool. They are the apex predator of the ocean. And I respect them.
You're right. Why don't we have any horror hippo movies? We should do that.
I know. And everybody, like, that's probably why it kills so many people, because they're like, oh, the hippo, it's fun. Hungry, hungry hippos.
Yeah.
They're nice and soft. And you can go say, hey. And then all of a sudden, you're in their jaws and done.
Yeah, you get flung around. And hippos do some really weird stuff with their poo. Did you ever see those videos where they're marking their territory and they just, like, fling it everywhere? It's so weird. Why aren't hippos the villains? They should be the villains.
Wow. Let's make a movie. I actually haven't seen it. Wait, they marked their territory with their food?
No, with their poo.
Oh. I see. Yeah, that's kind of how I mark my territory, too, so I understand.
Oh, is that what you do? Is that what you were doing that one time? Oh, I know.
That's good stuff.
What we get with number three?
We got the Fortnite World Cup, and this is so insane. Like, I don't know a ton about Fortnite, whatever, maybe I'm old, but this dude, Kyle Gersdorf, guy's 16 years old, just won the World Cup, and he took home $3 million. Guy's 16 years old. He said he's not really going to do anything with the money. He's going to invest it, save it, but he's going to buy a new desk. So congrats, Kyle, on your brand shiny new desk. $3 million. I mean, if this guy actually does invest and save it in a smart fashion, he's not going to have to work a day in his life. I mean, that's a good amount of money. It happened in New York, actually. There was actually 40 million players that participated in the qualifying events. But he rose to the top, and, I mean, he's just a classic teenager. He's like, yeah, like, wake up at, like, noon or 1 p.m. and warm my hands up and then just play a ton of Fortnite. So, yeah, 3 million. Congrats, Kyle. You win.
Yeah, I'm not much of a Fortnite fan just because I don't like first-person shooters or any shooter. I think this is like a third-person shooter, but I'm not into them. But I did watch this for a little bit, and man, was I confused. I'm like, they're building stuff, and they're breaking it down, and it got kind of boring for me because they kept building and putting themselves in a little box for like defense, but they were all doing this. So you had like a bunch of people, like five or six people building boxes around themselves, not really doing anything. And I was like, okay, I'm done. But $3 million for building a box, like good for you, bro.
That is super insane. I also heard from the younger generation that Fortnite isn't as cool as it used to be. So I don't know. This might be the last that we've heard of this World Cup.
Well, you know, when anything goes mainstream, it loses like 15 cool points off bat.
Right. That is true. That is true. It's more fun to be, you know, the first one to discover it.
Exactly.
You know, like, I liked them before they were cool.
Exactly. But it's so far, it's been sticking around, but we'll see. Usually games pop up, they get real bright, and then they fizzle out like a match. So far, this one's been sticking out a little bit longer than I'd want it to. But again, this isn't my cup of tea.
Yeah. I mean, Halo was huge for forever.
Yeah.
I mean,
it was.
Yeah, that was good.
Yeah, World of Warcraft was. Now League of Legends is. But that's dying out. So who knows? You know, maybe a new game's going to pop up tomorrow and it's going to take over the world.
Yeah, Angry Hippo game where you mark your territory with poop and then just kill everybody.
I want to see that.
Yeah,
what we get for number two?
We've got Old Town Road. And, you know, I've been a pretty big curmudgeon on this. I'm just like, whenever I'm at a wedding, they play it, I'm like, I refuse to dance. I don't know. It just doesn't get me uber stoked, but it's not going anywhere. So I think I got to just swallow my pride. And if you can't beat them, join them. Because it's trending this week because it's been 17 weeks at number one, which now it holds the top spot for the longest on Billboard's Hot 100 chart. So it took out Mariah Carey and Boyz II Men, One Sweet Day, which debuted in 1996, and that was 16 weeks. So 17 weeks at the top for Lil Nas X, and congrats to him. I mean, that's incredible. This song, I think, isn't anything too remarkable, but man, it's catchy, and people are juiced. 17 weeks, number one. So, yeah, he's, I don't know what to tell Lil Nas X, but he's a 20-year-old rapper from Atlanta, Georgia. His real name is Montero Lamar Hill. I don't know. Do you like the song? What do you think?
I kind of like the song. You hear it enough, and you're like, okay, I like it. And I also like how, like, the what happened with it, where it just wasn't good enough when it was just him. And when Billy Ray Cyrus got on it, it just skyrocketed. And I thought that was really cool that Billy Ray Cyrus was like, I'm just going to go on this. And he kind of had the pulse of the street knowing that this guy is going to be like the next thing. I think that was a smart move on his part.
That's true. That was interesting. Yeah. I mean, he kind of catapulted it into that new style. He made it more country, which then made it a little bit more mainstream, or at least appealing to both sides of like rap and country. I guess characterized as country trap. But yeah, I mean, yeah, it's very interesting. If you look on paper, you know, Lil Nas X and Billy Ray Cyrus, you never would think like, oh yeah, these guys are going to collaborate and make essentially like one of the most popular songs ever. But I don't know, that's 2019, that's the world we're living in. Nothing surprises me anymore.
Now, my concern is Lil Nas X, is this going to be his one-hit wonder? Yeah. Is this going to be his only song? And so far, it seems like it is. I mean, it's a good song.
Yeah.
But this is your only song. I don't know.
Yeah, I hope he's not. It's kind of like, you know, when Carly Rae Jepsen came out with I Just Met You and This Is Crazy, but now she's like back and she's not just that one-hit wonder. She's actually a legitimate artist that everybody's stoked on. So maybe he'll have that one hit, then he'll kind of recede a little bit, and then he'll come back in, you know, on his horse and dominate.
What we get with number one?
We've got Hal Prince, and this is a sad one because he passed away at the age of 91 years of age. And, you know, get a lot of search interest, obviously, when somebody like this passes away because not everybody knows who this person is, including myself. I was obviously aware of a lot of Hal Prince's work, but I was not aware of him, I guess, really, as a person. But he is a Tony Award-winning director and producer, kind of best known for, like, West Side Story, Fiddler on the Roof, Phantom of the Opera, obviously everybody knows those things. So yeah, huge search interest for him over the past week, but he's basically been directing and making Broadway shows for over 70 years, which is totally insane. He won his first Tony in 1955 for The Pajama Game, won Best Musical. So pretty wild. He also just won a Lifetime Achievement Award for the Tonys in 2006. So yeah, I mean, Hal, what a guy. It's impressive.
Yeah, he was involved in so many productions. I'm kind of shocked about that. All the things that kind of affected me, like you watch these stuff and man, it's you didn't even know he did it. I should have been more aware.
Yeah, but now you know. Yeah, they actually did. The Committee of Theater Owners, they dimmed all the lights of New York City theaters on Wednesday night for 1 minute at 7:45 p.m. to commemorate his life. So he will be missed.
Yeah, condolences to his family and friends and all his fans out there. What do we get for the top YouTube video of the week?
It's The Irishman, the official teaser trailer. New film by Martin Scorsese. It's going to have just an incredibly star-studded cast. Robert De Niro, Al Pacino, Joe Pesci. It's going to be nuts. And the thing with this, it's going straight to Netflix in the fall, which is so crazy. Not even going to go to theaters, straight to Netflix. So that is a discussion point within itself, but everybody's fired up on the movie. 2.7 million views and counting. If you haven't seen it, go check it out. I mean, it's going to be good. When you got those three dudes in a film, yeah, it's all-star cast. So I'm certainly fired up.
Well, it's also going to be out at selected theaters, and that way they can be nominated for their Oscar or Academy Awards or any awards, really. So they just have to put it up in a few cities, I think. And I hopefully they'll have one here in Chicago, because I think that'll be worthy of the theater.
Yeah, it is going to be sick. Okay, interesting. I guess that's kind of what the issue that Netflix ran into with, what was the film that they had nominated for Best Picture last year? The Spanish film.
I can't even remember.
Whatever.
I'm sorry.
I mean, that was the issue that Netflix ran into, too, was like, you know, we'll see how this affects Oscar nominations, because, I mean, the Hollywood Foreign Press was like, I don't know, you guys are kind of like a streaming service. I don't know if you have that clout. So, yeah, interesting.
Yeah, when I saw who they had, Robert De Niro, Al Pacino, Joe Pesci, especially Joe Pesci, I was like, man, all we needed was Ray Liotta, and we would have had, like, right, a Goodfellas, like, reunion. I would have loved that.
Totally. I mean, yeah, Joe Pesci's such a legend.
And you don't see him enough. I think that's a shame.
No, I feel like, what was the last thing that he was in? I don't know, but it's going to be sick. You got to tune in. You got to check it out.
All right, Justin, thanks so much, man, for joining me. I appreciate you being here.
Yeah, talk to you next week. Have a good Sunday, National Friendship Day. Don't forget about me.
Woo woo.
This has been the Mason Vera Payne Show. Thanks for listening. Can't wait to hear more? Subscribe, rate, and comment at masonverapayne.com. That's masonverapayne.com. Also, follow Mason on Facebook and Twitter at Mason Vera Payne. That's all one word. And don't forget to share the show with your friends.